I can have no fear of what tomorrow is going to bring. Amen. Because Amen. Jesus Christ arose. We just sang that song not too long ago, just to hear a few minutes ago. Christ arose. And Christ did arose. Amen. Arose. I sent Brother Mark a text. He texted me this morning. And I was just all excited. I was whistling on this tomb as I was reading my Bible, getting ready for church this morning, that Christ arose.
Amen.
Just thinking about it just gives me chills, it causes the hair to go up on my arms to know that I've got victory through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we will be in our Bibles. This thing is really bugging me. Try to keep it out of the way. We'll be in our Bibles this evening. I don't want that. You don't want me to read my blood pressure readings that I've been taking. Let's get that out of the way. I almost started to read it Monday. We don't need that. How embarrassing is that? Amen. We'll go to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. And I may jump over to Luke 24, but we'll see how this goes, Pastor. I texted him this morning if he wanted me to preach tonight that I would. But he says if he didn't get through his message this morning, which I don't think he did, but he still texted me asking me if I had a message ready. And I came in today, and I've got 66 books of the Bible that I can preach from. So we all, I have got a message somewhere in the Word of God. Amen. But we will be in John chapter 20. I almost asked everybody to stand up, but everybody is not here. They're at home. But if you want to stand up at home, go right ahead. John chapter 20, we'll start in verse number 1. And we'll read down to verse number 16. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, which was John, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scriptures, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels, and white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I do thank you and praise you, dear God, so much for the reading of thy precious word. And I pray right now that you would bless the preaching of thy word. Father, it is not me that these people need to hear, it is you. Father, I do pray that you would just give me power, that you would give me some calming of the nerves, Lord. I just pray that people out there would be listening with ears to hear, dear God. I pray that their hearts would be softened. And I'm just praying, dear God, out of all of this, that you would get all the honor and all the glory. For it is by your resurrection that we could even be here preaching thy precious word. So, Father, I pray, dear God, that you would bless as we go forth. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The empty tomb. It's not the title of my message, but the tomb is empty.
Amen.
A Sunday school teacher had a project to teach. Had a project to teach the meaning of Easter. Her young child to the meaning of Easter to her young children. She collected a number of egg-shaped boxes and gave one to each child. She asked them to find one thing that reminded them of Easter and to place it in the egg box. On Easter Sunday, the children brought their boxes to the teacher, who opened them one by one. The first box had a rock in it to represent the door of the tomb. Another had a tiny flower in it to speak of the life of the resurrection. And the third box had a beautiful butterfly, another symbol of the resurrection. The fourth box had the best idea. The egg box had nothing in it.
Amen.
Nothing. What else is better than nothing where Jesus was laid in the tomb?
Amen.
He's not there.
Right.
He's risen. Amen. We just read that where Mary Magdalene, where she's at the sepulchre, the stone was rolled away. And then she cometh to Simon Peter and the other disciple, which is John, right? And they both ran. Peter took off running. And this other disciple, John, he says, I'm getting there for it first. So he booked it. He put it in second gear and he caught up to Peter. He's far past Peter and he got to the sepulcher first. But he didn't go in, right? He got there and he stopped. Maybe because he was running so fast that he just had to catch his breath. And then Peter's... I believe that Peter just snuck right in there. He wanted to see what Mary was talking about. What do you mean Jesus is gone? Didn't they not know? He had already told them. Look it. This temple is going to be destroyed, but in 3 nights, it's going to rise again.
Yep.
Now, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John all record the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I was looking over, as Pastor had asked me to preach something, I was looking over these Gospels, and they're all pretty much the same thing. I don't have a long, drawn-out message. I believe what Pastor preached this morning was spot on about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I just kind of want to go into more of that. The title of the message is really, The Resurrection Matters. To some people out there in the world, the resurrection of Jesus Christ does not matter. There's some out in the world that they believe that the resurrection of Jesus Christ never even existed. It never even happened. But countless, you can look in an encyclopedia and look up Jesus Christ, and it has his resurrection in there.
Amen.
There is people out there in the world that would say there is no way, no shape, no form, no how to, that somebody could come back from the dead. But we have a King James Bible that we can open up, that we can look through and see and understand that Jesus Christ did rise from the dead.
Amen.
Pastor said this morning, it's the whole being why us Christians need to be out there proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the early church age where Peter, after the book of Acts, it completely exploded. Peter went on. What did he do? He preached the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It turned the churches, it turned their world upside down because of the resurrection, because of what truly had happened. The resurrection matters, folks.
Amen.
It may not matter to some, but to us Christians, it should matter that the resurrection did exist. Because without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is no gospel. Without the death of Jesus Christ, there is no gospel. Without the burial of Jesus Christ, there is no gospel. And I already said, without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is no gospel. The gospel is the difference, or the resurrection is the difference between victory and defeat. Christians, we can walk around with our heads down in doom and gloom over this pandemic that is happening around the world, not in just some areas, but around the world, living in defeat. But this can be a time that we can hold our heads up kind of at an even level and have some victory over this.
That's right.
Why? Because now, I'm telling you, we have nothing but time. We have a lot of time on our hands at home. For those that are home all the time, now I get the privilege of still going to my work and working 8 hours, sometimes a little bit more, a day. There are some out there that when you get up, you're home. At lunchtime, you're home. At dinner time, you're home. Maybe if it's nice, you get to go out for a little bit of stroll, a little stroll, and maybe do something outside if it's nice outside. But we got lots of time, folks. And as I said, the resurrection is the difference between victory and defeat. Christians, we can have much victory over this. We can have victory. We can see victory be won in people's lives as we, I hope, and pray that we are praying more for people in our church, more for those that are outside of our church. We're praying more for those that are in authority over us, and I mean our president, our government, right? Andrew Cuomo, praying for all these people that we should be thus praying for. Why? To give them wisdom, right? That we could see some victory over this pandemic. We may not see, as we want to say, the light at the end of the tunnel. But guess what? Christians, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and His name is Jesus. Because He's waiting. He's waiting to come back for us. He's waiting to for us to be caught up in the clouds to meet Him. Because there is victory in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
There is a difference between victory. I just spit all over the pulpit. I'm sorry. Now I'm going to have to really sanitize this whole thing down before anybody gets up here. There is a difference between victory and defeat. Because of the resurrection and it matters, there is difference between hope and hopelessness. Because of us Christians, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have hope. Hope in what, Paul? What are you talking about? What do you got hope for? You can't go outside your doors. I know I can't, but guess what? I still have hope.
Right.
Why? Because I can get into the Scriptures more. I have more time to read the Bible. Did you hear what I said? I have more time to read the Bible. Some of us, we need a little bit more time to be at home reading our Bibles. Some of us need that discipline, and I'm one of those people. Because when I have other things to do, guess what? And I know Brother Rich and Pastor, they can probably testify to this. That your mind is constantly going when you've got something else to do while you're reading the Scriptures. I got nothing else to do now besides concentrate on the Word of God. So guess what, Christians? Let's concentrate on the Word of God. We have hope in the Word of God, right? We have hope in His resurrection. We have hope in His second coming. None of this hopelessness. There's people out there that have no hope. Hopelessness. They're living a hopeless, defeated life. They're living a life without care. A life with too much worry. You notice how I said that they don't have no worry. But no, they have not enough worry. If that makes sense. Christian, we can be that hope. Amen. We can be that glimmer of hope to those that are listening in, maybe on Facebook. And guess what? They may come to us, come to you and say, hey, what is this hope? How do you have hope over hopelessness? Well, let me show you. And you can open up the scriptures and you can go to show them. You can go to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's why I got hope. Why? Because I'm a whosoever that believeth in Jesus Christ, and now I have everlasting life. Woo! I'm telling you, that's exciting. And that's all because Christ arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. The grave could not keep Him in. Death could not defeat Him. When the devil saw Jesus being nailed to the cross, he was probably clapping his hands, high-fiving his buddies. Oh, we got Him now! We got Him now! Look at Him! But lo and behold, as they threw Him in the tomb, and as we read in John chapter 20, Mary Magdalene goes to the sepulcher, and guess what? She's going to anoint Jesus, right? Because Joseph of Arimathea was getting the spices and the myrrh and everything to anoint the body of Jesus. So Mary Magdalene, she had the anointments, I believe, and was going there, and she goes, the stone's gone. It's rolled away. What is going on? And then there's angels there. Go tell Peter. Go tell the disciples. She runs and go tells Peter. Tells all the disciples. And then they run and see. Nope, he's not there. And they come out and they went on their merry way. The resurrection matters.
Amen.
Pastor read from 1 Corinthians. Let's go over there. First Corinthians 15, Pastor was in this morning. The resurrection matters, folks. Resurrection matters. 1 Corinthians 15, and let's look at verse number 12. Now if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? ? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and our faith, then your faith is also in vain. Verse number 12, now if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead. We're preaching about what? The resurrection of Jesus Christ. It happened.
Amen.
The resurrection matters. The Apostle Paul here. Now you got to understand the background of the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul here is writing to the church of Corinth. Apostle Paul, he was a martyr of Christians. He did not like Christians. He was out to seek them, to cast them in prison, and to kill them.
Right.
But guess what happened? Jesus Himself came to Paul on the road to Damascus and gave him something to do. Paul got saved. He got born again and said, now you know what your job is to do? Now your job is to go out and preach and teach me. To preach and teach Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What am I preaching and teaching, Jesus? You're preaching and teaching the death, the burial, and the resurrection. As he's saying, look, if Christ didn't rise again, then Pastor had already said this morning, then what we are doing, Christians, is all in vain. All in vain. You know how upsetting it will be to millions of Christians out there at the end of all this, and I'm not talking about the pandemic that's going around. I'm talking about the end of the Christian life. I'm talking about when we die. Is that how disappointing it would be if we die and where's Jesus? Who? That would be disappointing. It would be in vain. Everything that we are doing for the sake of Christ, for the cause of Christ, is null and void. But you remember that I said the resurrection is the difference between victory and defeat. It's the difference between hope and hopelessness.
Amen.
We have hope, folks. The resurrection matters. It mattered to the Apostle Paul. It mattered to Peter. It mattered when he arose. It mattered to all the disciples.
Amen.
As Jesus was ascending to the clouds, do you remember that? When Jesus was ascending to the clouds and they were all looking up and gazing, and the angel said, "Look at what are you looking at? He's coming back. Get out there and start preaching."
Amen.
And then Peter, remember, Peter was he wasn't the first one to the tomb. He was the second one. There might be a message in that somewhere. I don't know. But Peter was also the one who denied the Lord, what? Three times.
Right.
Jesus told him, "Look, it, before thou deny me thrice, or the cock will crow before thou deny me." And guess what?